Senate Bill 107. Note that, as I mentioned, Senator Strickland, thanks for being here. As I mentioned, there was an update that we needed, and that should be in your packet, LC 490520. Let me get to the right page. That is on, it's on page 7, it's on line something 7 and something 8. My copies are cutting off the line numbers, but it's paragraph 6 is the new language. What we were trying to do there, in the earlier version, we were referring to HOPE eligibility for the students, and that we had to be careful with that because that would have inadvertently omitted folks that graduated from that were in the foster system but graduated from a high school outside of Georgia. So this is belt and suspenders to require the participants to be a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident alien that meets the definition of a non-citizen. Senator, with that, do you have anything further for us on the item?
Appreciate y'all's work on the bill. That's why we have this process. Thank you for helping make the bill better.
Yes, sir. And I think, again, Senator, I would agree with you that and draw the committee's attention to the last page of the bill, right before Section 3. Again, I'm missing a part of the line numbers there. I see it as something 3 and something 4. But you already had the public benefits section alluded to in Georgia Code.
Yes.
So you aren't trying to do anything nefarious there. We just belt and suspended that for you. We appreciate you working with us.
Yeah,
on
you're
that.
Clear on what our intent obviously was, and I'm not personally sure if we need the other language, but obviously it wouldn't hurt, so why not? And so I appreciate your work on this. Make sure that the bill does do exactly what we intended to do.
Right. We thank you and Governor Floor Leader Reeves and the folks from DFACS for working this way. Did we have folks? You had a couple of folks signed up to speak. Okay, we don't see folks on Zoom. If they're outside, we have Mr. King, Ms. Stamper, and Ms. Gomez. If not, I have spoken to the two of the three, and staff has spoken to the third. Their concern was about the availability of this to folks that were not documented. Again, we have spoken to that today, so we're going to move forward if we don't see them. Does the committee have any questions for the gentleman? I haven't, it says member number 5. Is that you, Representative Wiedauer? Do you have a question?
I was just going to, at the appropriate time, make a motion to pass.
Okay, we're going to come back to that. And I'll recognize you at that point. Any questions for the gentleman? Thank you. Thank you, Senator. If there are no questions on that, we've completed that. We now are going to go back in the order that we heard the bills. We have before us, we've heard this multiple times, same item that came over from the Senate Resolution 154, LC 490495S. That is available to the committee for action. What's the pleasure of the committee? Have a motion do pass. Is there a second? Have a motion, multiple seconds, that this item move forward to the rules with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Discussion on the motion? Anyone online? No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, no. Chair, if there's no one against, and we'll record that as unanimous, you move on to rules with a due pass recommendation, LC 490495S, Senate Resolution 154. Thank you, Senator. See you back there. You good? We now have before us substitute to Senate Bill 107, LC 490520S, Representative Wiedauer.
Make motion do pass.
Have a motion do pass. Is there a second? Have a motion and a second to this item do pass on the rules. Is there discussion? Discussion on the motion? Discussion. Here online, we're good. Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, no. I hear a unanimous vote, and we'll move Senate Bill 107 by substitute LC 490520S on the rules. We're on the rules. That completes the items. We do have, what number are you going to be there? Press that. The Secretary of the Committee.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to just make a comment for those viewers outside of the state capitol that may be watching that was planning to wanted to hear Senator Lester Jackson's bill presented this afternoon.